ಐಂ ಗುರವೇ ನಮಃ ಓಂ ಪರಮ ಗುರವೇ ನಮಃ ತ್ರೀ ನಿತ್ಯನಂದಾಯ ನಮಃ ತ್ರೀ ಗೌಡಾಯ ನಮಃ ಶ್ರೀಂ ಕ್ಲೀಂ ರಾಧಾಕೃಷ್ಣಾಭ್ಯಾಂ ನಮಃ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ಬಲರಾಮಾಯ ಓಂ ಗೋಪೀಜನವಲ್ಲಭಾಯ ಸ್ವಾಹ ಓಂ ಹ್ರೀಂ ಭುವನೇಶ್ವರಾಯ ನಮಃ ಚುನಾದಪಿ ಸುನೀಚೇನ ಚುರೋರ್ ಇವ ಸಹಿಷ್ಣುನಾ ಅಮಾನಿನ ಮಾನಜೈನ ಕೀರ್ತನೀಯ ಸದಾ ಹರಿ ಹರೇನಾಮ 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 ಐವ ಕೇವಲ ಖಲು ನಾಸ್ತ್ಯೇ ನಾಸ್ತ್ಯೇವ ನಾಸ್ತ್ಯೇವ ಗಚ್ಚಿರ್ ಅನ್ಯಥಾ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Welcome our guest here at Kundan Loka. We have Jaya Krishna Das, disciple of His Holiness Gopal Krishna Maharaj and his devoted wife, Masi. And these two devotees are Krishna Kumar's adopted parents. And we also have our host, Sriman Krishna Kumar Das, disciple of His Holiness Navayogendra Maharaj. And on the internet, we have 9 devotees, those who have signed in: Pavanagora Gopal in Los Angeles, Padyavali in Tennessee, Rohit in Kolkata, Roxana in Lima, Peru, Sunita Rani in India, and in Los Angeles, Ved Aurore. So let's say Hari Bol to everyone. Tonight we are studying a new chapter of Bhagavad Gita, chapter 12, entitled Devotional Service. We learned previously, and I have repeated many times, Prabhupada says that the Bhagavad Gita is divided into 3 sections of 6 chapters each, and the middle 6 chapters are considered to be the most confidential chapters. So this is the final of the 6 middle chapters, and appropriately, chapter 12 is Bhakti Yoga, or devotional service. In my Veda base here, it's not in your book, there is an opening sentence. Bhakti Yoga, or pure devotional service to Lord Krishna, is the highest and most expedient means for attaining pure love for Krishna. Pure love for Krishna is the highest end of spiritual existence. Those who follow this supreme path develop divine qualities. So let's go now to text number 1. If you would be so kind as to repeat, Arjuna Uvacha, Evang Satata Yuktaye, Bhaktastvang Paryubhasate, Ye Chap Yaksharam of Yaktam, Tesham Ke Yoga Vittama. So can you hear nicely with the speakers? Everything is okay. Very good. Let us do the synonyms. Please repeat. Arjuna Uvacha. Arjuna said, Evam, thus, Satata, always, Yukta, engaged, Ye, those who, Bhukta, devotees, Twam, you, Paryubhasate, properly worship, Yea, those who, Cha, also api again aksharam beyond the senses of yaktam the unmanifested tejam of them ke who yogavit tamaha the most perfect in knowledge of yoga. So let's just see how Prabhupada has broken it out. Yoga vit tama. So the word yoga, then vit, the knower of yoga, and then tama, the best, the topmost. Alright? Let's look at the translation. Please repeat. Arjuna inquired, which are considered to be more perfect? Those who are always properly engaged in your devotional service, or those who worship the impersonal Brahman, the unmanifested. So before we go to Prabhupada's purport, let me speak something on this. So this question that Arjuna is asking is a very, very important question. It's a question that is asked in every generation. And what we will learn here in this chapter is that is definitive. Krishna is going to give the definitive description and answer to this question. And therefore, Krishna's answer is the final answer, because Krishna is the topmost authority. So let's go now and see how Prabhupada gives us the purport. Srila Prabhupada ki. Krishna has now explained about the personal, the impersonal, and the universal, and has described all kinds of devotees and yogis. Generally, the transcendentalists can be divided into two classes. One is the impersonalist, and the other is the personalist. The personalist devotee engages himself with all energy in the service of the Supreme Lord. The impersonalist also engages himself, not directly in the service of Krishna, but in meditation on the impersonal Brahman, the unmanifested. And that is also true for the Shankarites, because in the section of the Chaitanya Charitamrita where Lord Chaitanya is discussing with Prakashananda Saraswati, Prakashananda Saraswati asked Lord Chaitanya, why is it that you do Sankirtan, chanting and dancing with the low class people, when you should be doing the higher grade activities, meditation and study of Vedanta? And what did Lord Chaitanya tell him? My guru told me not to study Vedanta. My guru told me just chant Hare Krishna. So the impersonalists, what to speak of the Mayavadis, they do not like these activities of bhakti. They think, the Mayavadis think the activities of bhakti are karmakand. That's what they think. They think that if you want spiritual life, then you do meditation and you simply read the Vedanta Sutra. That's it. But in bhakti, You have 9 kinds of engagement. Just like here Jai Krishna does. Very much likes his engagement of archana, deity worship. If you were told, you have to stop this archana and simply meditate, I don't think you would agree. Because you like your activities of bhakti. We discussed this point in chapters 3, 4, and 5 of Bhagavad Gita. That there is this thing, inaction, inaction. We spent a lot of time on that. That, yes, the devotees, the bhaktas, it looks like they're doing karma or fruitive activities, but they're not. They're doing things, actions, and work for the satisfaction of Vishnu. It's not the impersonalist way, which will be explained coming up in this section. Let us continue with Prabhupada's purport. We find in this chapter that of the different processes for realization of the Absolute Truth, Bhakti Yoga, devotional service, is the highest. Krishna already said that at the end of chapter 6. And of all yogis, one who has great faith in me, who meditates on me and worships me, he is the topmost. And that's why Prabhupada and I also have repeated, who are the topmost yogis? Gopis. Who said gopis? Krishna Kumar? KKD. Very good. The gopis are the topmost yogis. Why? Because, as Prabhupada writes, even they're engaged in household affairs, what are they thinking about? Krishna. And what is their meditation? Are the gopis meditating on Paramatma? Actually, they're meditating on Krishna's flute. They're always meditating on the sound of Krishna's flute. And Prabhupada in the purport says, therefore, we should meditate on the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra to get to that stage. Because the sound of Krishna's flute is there in the Maha Mantra. Let's all chant the Maha Mantra, everybody. Jai. The Vaishnava Sangha is arriving, so we're going to have nice chanting today in between each verse. And Radha Krishna Das, did you come alone? Are you sannyasi today? All right, but your wife came. Very good. You have done great service bringing Nimai Charan. He will bless you, and all of us will bless you. Let us bless Radha Krishna Das. Everybody. Very good. Very good. Okay, let us continue now with the purport. Okay? If one at all desires to have the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then he or she must take to devotional service. And that was already stated in chapter 8, and it was stated at the end of chapter 11. So there's no doubt, there's no confusion. If you want God, it has to be bhakti. No other method. Let us continue. Those who worship the Supreme Lord directly by devotional service are called personalists. Those who engage themselves in meditation on the impersonal Brahman are called impersonalists. Arjuna is here questioning which position is better. There are different ways to realize the Absolute Truth. But Krishna indicates in this chapter that bhakti yoga or devotional service to him is the highest of all. Can you fill up the RT tray as well? Okay. But Krishna indicates in this chapter that bhakti yoga, or devotional service to Him, is the highest of all. It is the most direct, and it is the easiest means for association with Godhead. Why did Prabhupada say easiest? Chapter 9, susukam kartum avyayam. That word susukam means very pleasurable, very easy. So that's why Prabhupada is saying, he's not making anything up. He's simply reminding us of what we have already learned in Bhagavad Gita. In the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the Supreme Lord explained that a living entity is not the material body. He or she is a spiritual spark, and the absolute truth is the spiritual whole. In the seventh chapter, he spoke of the living entity as being part and parcel of the supreme whole, and recommended that he or she transfer one's attention fully to the whole. Then again, in the eighth chapter, it was said that anyone who thinks of Krishna at the time of quitting the body is at once transferred to the spiritual sky, to the abode of Krishna. And at the end of the sixth chapter, the Lord clearly said that of all yogis, one who always thinks of Krishna within himself is considered the most perfect. So in practically every chapter, the conclusion has been that one should be attached to the personal form of Krishna, for that is the highest spiritual realization. Nevertheless, there are those who are not attached to the personal form of Krishna. They are so firmly detached that even in the preparation of commentaries to the Bhagavad Gita, they want to distract other people from Krishna and transfer all devotion to the impersonal Brahma Jyoti. They prefer to meditate on the impersonal form of the Absolute Truth, which is beyond the reach of the senses and is not manifest. And so factually, there are two classes of transcendentalists. Now Arjuna is trying to settle the question of which process is easier and which of the classes is most perfect. In other words, he is clarifying his own position because he is attached to the personal form of Krishna. He is not attached to the impersonal Brahman. He wants to know whether his position is secure. The impersonal manifestation, either in this material world or in the spiritual world of the Supreme Lord, is a problem for meditation. Actually, one cannot perfectly conceive of the impersonal feature of the Absolute Truth. Therefore, Arjuna wants to say, what is the use of such a waste of time? Arjuna experienced in the 11th chapter that to be attached to the personal form of Krishna is best, because he could thus understand all other forms at the same time, and there was no disturbance to his love for Krishna. Prabhupada writes in Krishna book that when Krishna appeared, all the incarnations of Krishna were there in the body of Lord Krishna. Same with Lord Chaitanya. When Lord Chaitanya appeared, all the incarnations were there in the body of Lord Chaitanya. Because Krishna and Lord Chaitanya are the same. This important question asked of Krishna by Arjuna will clarify the distinction between the impersonal and personal conceptions of the Absolute Truth. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.